OZN. Unsportsmanlike conduct on 1620 The Zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, UNO. Don't miss a moment, they'll give you your fix. They're on every day from 2 until 6. Spend your afternoons with John, Josh, and Nick.
Imagine what last night's baseball game would have been like if the Huskers had actually tried. I mean, a no-hitter when you don't try? That's amazing.
On Sportsmanlike Conduct on 1620 The Zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, UNO.
They just don't care about midweek games, John.
That was my first reaction. Was, well, I don't know why you guys are celebrating. You don't care about midweek games. That's what the geniuses told me once upon a time.
Once upon a time.
Matt Foster's here, formerly of KTV News Watch 7, joining us here in our studios.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, guys.
Welcome. Welcome to the Grum.
Nice little Thursday.
It is. It's a nice Thursday. It's a busy Thursday.
It's a cloudy Thursday.
Well, that's...
Now it is.
It's... Wasn't it cloudy to start the day?
No, it was a little bit of something.
It was pouring at like 4 a.m.
Oh, I know. This has been a bad week for Wrigley. Oof. She is not taking this well.
Not a storm dog.
She is not a storm dog. Mm. She is not a wind dog. I mean, anything with wind. Doesn't matter if it's rain or not. Anything with wind, she gets spooked. I don't think she's eaten in 2 days. Like her meal.
Wow.
She on a hunger strike, maybe? Are you sure it's weather related?
I hope it's not a hunger strike. I mean, she gets a lot of love and attention at home. I can't imagine what she would be striking for.
When was the last time you paid her? What are her working conditions like?
She doesn't have working conditions. She's a dog. She lays around the house, then she goes outside, she plays.
John, I think Wrigley might have unionized with the other dogs in the neighborhood.
Well... they usually do. It's when the neighbors walk by the fence and everyone's out there, bark, 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 bark. You know? To me, that's what the dogs unionize for, is anytime, or maybe they're organizing against the foxes in the neighborhood or the squirrels.
I love when dogs just show solidarity like that. Like my girlfriend, she has a poodle and her roommate has a Great Dane. Her poodle will just start barking, looking out the window. Great Dane will be across the house, nowhere near, and just start barking too.
Yeah. That's what they do.
I don't know what we're barking at, but I'm going to bark.
Yeah, it was that way all the time when little Gio was still with us. You know, he'd start going off and then she'd start going off, and even if they weren't in the same part of the house. But yeah, you know, she's not happy, so I just hope we can get rid of the wind.
It's been a rough weather week.
Yeah, it has.
7 days.
It has.
But not just, I mean,
yeah,
it feels like there's been tornadoes everywhere and like the Great Plains and...
Well, I noticed they got the algorithms on the YouTube.
Right.
And, of course, I had been watching a lot of storm videos from the most documented tornado outbreak in Nebraska in my lifetime. Right?
And Iowa.
And so I watched all these other videos. Well, now the algorithm has changed. And so last night, I was on YouTube. I was looking up. I don't remember what I was looking up. And all of a sudden, I had like five links to live storm coverage. Mm. These weather chasers and
storm
nerds
chasers.
Who, you know, one is always stationed in the house. Well, sometimes they're just stationed in the house and they got all this access to this fancy-dancy radar and stuff. And they're basically doing their live tornado coverage. Mm-hmm. And then some of them have that. Plus, they have the chasers out in the field. So they switch camera shots and they can go to, hey, here's...
quite the production.
It is. It can actually be rather interesting to watch. But now my entire algorithm is of this stuff. Because all I did was watch three or four. Yeah, they think I'm an avid storm chaser.
During storms, what my parents used to do, and I have found myself liking to do it too. They used to have a scanner, like a radio scanner, and they would just put that on during storms, so you could hear ambulances, police. It would cut in with the weather updates. That was always interesting to listen to.
Now you have guys like Reed Timmer, like
that's the guy.
Yeah, I didn't know who he was, but my fiance had.
Is that Batmobile guy?
Yeah, he has some like tank looking.
Yeah, he's
thing.
Got the what is it? The destroyer, or the Dominator. He's got the Dominator.
He called it the Dominator.
Calls it the Dominator.
There could be better names.
We got to work on the name a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe, but I mean,
we could workshop that.
So your fiance turned you on to this guy.
Yeah. So years back, before like right before she moved here, actually, she's from Nashville and. Big tornado came through East Nashville and actually missed her apartment by like two blocks.
I remember
it was
this one.
Like about as close as she's ever been to a tornado. And ever since then, she's kind of gotten into following storm chasers a little bit because it is interesting, I guess, when you're not used to seeing like tornadoes. Mm-hmm. Less interesting when they're in your own backyard.
Yeah.
So if Reed Timmer is in your neighborhood, that's not a good thing.
And he was in our neighborhood last week.
He was. So were a lot of storm chasers. And that's normally not a good thing.
Not the baseball team.
No.
But also the baseball team.
Right.
They all missed out on an opportunity to go to Werner Park and have a selfie taken.
Collab. Yeah. Well, storm chasers were on the road.
Well, but I'm just saying, go to the ballpark and take their picture with the logo or something just to say, hey, storm chasers meet storm chasers.
Yeah.
Whatever. But yeah, you're right. It's been a wild
free marketing. Just give him a hat. Wear it on the stream.
Absolutely.
Storm chaser.
See, I was watching.
Storm chaser.
I was watching that
chasing a storm.
I was watching that Reed dude.
You gotta go chase.
And the whole video when they were going to him in his car was just him screaming at all the other people in the car, and they're screaming back. You know, and it's just like, you got to tell me which way to go. Oh, we got to stop here. Oh no, we got to do this. It was like. And of course, you know, you got the howling wind and you got, you know, hail and rain or whatever hitting the car. And so it was a cacophony of noise.
I will give those guys some credits because I know I don't know who it was, but one of them, I think it was in the Iowa area, but literally saw it go over a house. And then the guy got out of the car to go help like an elderly woman or something just to see if she was okay. So at least they don't just like helplessly stand by if they see something bad happen.
Right. But there was the one dude who was on I-80 when they caught it crossing the interstate.
That is still some of the craziest footage. I mean, something straight out of a movie.
And it knocked over a semi.
Yeah.
And so he pulls over, says, oh, we got a semi down. We got to check on him. So he pulls over. He gets out of the car, walks over. Hey, are you all right? Ah, yep, he's all right. He goes back to the car. He's just like... Well, wait a minute. You know,
my favorite.
We got a truck in the way.
What is he going to do, John? Help flip the semi back over?
Maybe. You get a little kinetic energy, and you just rock it back and forth.
Use the wind to your advantage.
Or you get the updraft from the storm. Maybe it'll help turn it over.
There was another chaser that got like hit by a semi.
Yeah, the semi came down while he was driving.
I saw that one. See,
that could have been a lot worse.
To me, that's the scary thing is because of all the storm chasers that are out there.
Yeah,
I'm actually afraid for the people out on the roads who are either not paying attention or are slowing down and get run over by these guys because they're like gangbusters. They want to get right up next to the tornado.
They want to intercept.
They want to be right there.
One of my favorite storm chaser pictures that happened last week, there was a guy who took a picture and he's like, this is the most annoying stop I've ever had. And he had stopped at the stoplight with the tornado he was chasing.
Right.
Which was the right thing to do.
You have to obey the rules of the road.
It felt very funny to me, just within the context of all of it.
Well, let's get to the Grumdown brought to you by the referees at John Higgins Weather Guard. A Jackson gem last night. A no-hitter.
There are a lot of baseball players named Jackson.
Jackson?
Jackson.
Jackson's a very popular name 20 years ago, 25
Action,
years ago.
Action Jackson?
To name your kid.
Yeah.
A prime troll. Rising to the rafters, Ryan Kalkbrenner. He could be the next one to get his name up there in the...
Could he raise the banner himself? Could he reach?
He probably could. he could probably at least go up there and touch it. It's not up there yet, but we'll explore. Parker Gabriel of the Denver Post is going to join us here in just a few minutes. A little bit on the Broncos draft and the maybe the best series of the next round of the NBA playoffs. T-Wolves and Nuggets.
Mm.
They were very competitive against
NBA champion could come from that series.
Could very well. Robin Wash at HuskerOnline.com. We got the news of Rank Mast today. So good timing for Robin, our weekly visit with Robin. Kendall Rogers of D1 Baseball. We'll explore Nebraska and Creighton's resumes and talk a little National College Baseball as we are a month and a half away from the you-know-what. You won't have to worry about it this year.
I won't. I can just enjoy it.
You just enjoy it like a fan.
The crazy.
For Creighton Baseball, the path to Prasco. That's where they play the Big East tournament. Also, my chat with Trey Ziegler, new Blue Jay assistant. And the Dylan hype to embrace or manage. That reminds me, JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed, at USC1620. I believe, did I retweet my own poll question? I hope I did. If not, I will. But I do have a poll question on what you would like the Dylan hype to be. Yeah, here it is. What would you? It is up there, but I'll hit the retweet button, or I'll just quote tweet it in case you missed it. What do you prefer the off-season Dylan hype to be? Your options are fueled up, embraced but not enhanced, not muted but quieted, or keep it under wraps. What would you like the Dylan hype in the offseason to be? You can vote right now. JTech Construction Zone Twitter page at USC1620. Or you can tweet at us in that same spot. Or you can email john@1620thezone.com. Nick's email is nick@1620thezone.com.
It is.
Equitable Bank inbox at Equitable. Yeah. We take banking personally and answer the phone on the first ring. So a lot to come today. Matt Foster, kind enough to join us. Coming up next, Parker Gabriel of the Denver Post. For the Bronco fans out there.
Bronco Nation.
And let's ride.
Let's ride.
Next on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.